Sodor Stories. From the island of Sodor straight to your home.
A Close Shave by Reverend W. Audrey. Created by Britt Allcroft and read by Toby Yelland. Duck, the Great Western Engine, puffed sadly to Edward Station.
"It's not fair," he complained. "Deezer has made the fat controller and all the other engines think I'm horrid."
Edward smiled.
"I know you aren't. And so does the fat controller. You wait and see. Why don't you help me with these trucks?"
Duck worked happier with Edward, and he set to work at once. He helped him with his jobs, and sometimes helped foreign engines by pushing their trucks up a hill. But Gordon, Henry, and James never spoke to him at all. One day he pushed behind a goods train and helped it to the top.
"Goodbye,"
he whistled, and rolled gently over the crossing to the other line. Duck loved coasting down the hill, running easily with the wind whistling past. He hummed a little tune.
Suddenly, "That sounds like a guard's whistle," Duck thought.
"But we haven't a guard." His driver heard it too, and looked back.
"Hurry, Duck, hurry!" he called urgently. "There's been a breakaway!"
"Hurrah, hurrah, hurrah," laughed the trucks. "We've broken away, we've broken away! Chase him, bump him, throw him off the rails!"
They hurtled after Duck, bumping and swaying with every increasing speed. The guard had saved Duck. Though the trucks knocked him off his van, he got up and ran, blowing his whistle to attract the driver's attention.
"As fast as we can," said the driver, "then they'll catch us gradually."
They raced through Edward Station, whistling furiously, but the trucks caught them with a shuddering jar.
Oh!
The fireman climbed back, and the brake van came on with a scream. Braking carefully, the driver was gaining control.
"Another clear mile and we'll do it," he said.
They swerved round the bend.
"Oh, glory! Look at that!"
A passenger train was just pulling out on their line on the station ahead.
Any minute there could be a crash. "It's up to you now, Duck," he said. Duck put every ounce of weight and steam against the trucks.
They felt his strength.
"On, on,"
they yelled. But Duck held them now.
"I must stop them, I must."
The station came nearer and nearer. The last coach cleared the platform.
"It's too late,"
Duck groaned and shut his eyes. He felt a sudden swerve and veered into a siding where a barber had set up shop. He was shaving a customer.
There was a sliding and groaning crash,
and part of the wall caved in. The customer jumped nervously, but the barber held him down.
"It's only an engine," he said calmly.
"Beg pardon, sir," gasped Duck. "Excuse my intrusion."
No, I won't," said the barber crossly. "You frightened my customers and spoiled my new paint. I'll teach you."
And he covered Duck's face in shaving foam. Poor Duck. They were pulling the trucks away when the fat controller arrived.
"I do not like engines popping through my walls," fumed the barber. "He disturbed my customers."
"I appreciate your feelings," said the fat controller. "I will gladly repair the damage, but you must know that this engine and his crew have prevented a serious accident. You and many others may have been hurt."
The fat controller paused impressively.
"It was a very close shave."
"Oh," said the barber.
"Oh, excuse me."
He filled a basin of water to wash Duck's face.
"I'm so sorry, Duck. I didn't know you were being a brave engine."
"That's all right, sir," said Duck. "I didn't know that either."
"You were very brave indeed," said the fat controller kindly. "I'm proud of you."
Duck felt happier than he had been for weeks.
And now, when you are mended, you are coming home.
Home, sir? Do you mean the yard?
Of course.
But, sir, they don't like me. They like Diesel.
Not now, the Fat Controller smiled. I never believed Diesel. After you went, he told lies about Henry. So I sent him packing. The engines are sorry, and they want you back.
A few days later, when Duck came home shining with new paint, there was a really rousing welcome for Duck, the Great Western Engine.